So, Pat, what was the transition like? I'm just interested from quarterback at Pitt and to now radio analyst. What was the toughest thing about getting adjusted to being behind the mic?
Well, the tough part was, obviously, was not being on the field. It was always tough, I think, for all players to step away from it. But fortunately, I had the opportunity to be behind the mic, and it was tough too because a lot of the guys I was watching play and talking about in good times and bad were guys I played with.
Right.
As time has gone on, this is my third year. It's been those guys are starting to graduate and move on in their careers and lives. So it's been fun, but really. The game that gets so complex for players, so many different names for different players. I think that the biggest challenge was being able to, make that information digestible and understandable for the football fan. And that's the fun challenge about being a broadcaster for me.
Well, let's talk some football. What are your thoughts on the season so far for the Panthers, the team sitting at 5-4? How do you think Pitt's handled the transition into the ACC, kind of the takeaways?
It's been an up-and-down year. Obviously we started off on a huge stage against one of the best, if not the best team in the country, in Florida State. And, I think we got a good measuring stick as to where we were. We got beat by a superior team, and we knew we had to get better in a lot of different areas. And, we've kind of ebbed and flowed in that process ever since. But I think last week against Notre Dame, being a 4-4 football team, playing a ranked opponent, a team that was 7-2, in our home field at Heinz Field, in front of a huge crowd, to be able to muster up the confidence to come back in the second half and get a victory, I think is huge for our team. We're a young group, as I know North Carolina is. So these types of wins, I think, tend to really boost confidence. But now it'll be a matter of how we use that confidence moving forward. I think all in all, the ACC's been a bonus. The quality of competition's great. You're playing teams that have a long-standing history. And teams you know about and watched growing up, it's been good all around being in this conference. And I'm really looking forward to these last three games against North Carolina, Syracuse, and Miami, as that's the kind of schedule that our fans were waiting for, and that now we have. So it's been really an exciting year.
You mentioned the home crowd. What is the difference for the level of play of the Pitt team at home this year, and I guess every year? What can you talk about the home field advantage that's present up there?
I think Pittsburghers love their football, and we have played reasonably well at home this year. Obviously, the lone loss being to Florida State, but we have we really enjoy playing at home. We always have. Heinz Field is a unique venue. We do play in the Steelers Stadium, which. Having that kind of relationship with the professional team in town is somewhat unique. Our campus is somewhat separated from our stadium, but I think being where it's at has a great view of the city. It's kind of, we've carved out a little bit of a niche when you play big games like that against Notre Dame and teams of that caliber in North Carolina and teams that our fans know and watch on TV. I think it provides an opportunity for them to really watch good football and watch Pitt and their team compete against the country's very best. So this season, the excitement coming into the year about the schedule was at a fever pitch. And I think our fans have represented that excitement very well over the course of the season. I think there'll be no different Saturday. It's a great home field advantage. And when we play well, it's even better. So you put those two things together, and I think Heinz Field's a great place for college football.
Pat, looking at the Pitt offense, what does the veteran leadership of quarterback Tom Savage mean to the team, and also freshman receiver Tyler Boyd has just been spectacular this season? What makes him so difficult to stop?
Well, Tom has really, I thought really elevated his game last week. He really managed the game well, manages his cast. He didn't force himself into a leadership role. He kind of earned it. He's been tough. He's been sacked 30 times in the year, which is no secret. We've been, somewhat at times vulnerable up front. We've been injured up front. We've moved guys around. And started some young guys there, and he's taken his lumps. But he's come back and played tough football and made some throws in clutch situations, and I think really garnered the respect and admiration of his teammates, those other 10 guys in that huddle. Plus, he's got all the tools, all the talent. He's a big guy. He's got a big arm, and he's got some weapons outside. You mentioned Tyler Boyd, a true freshman who is, you're right, just lit the world on fire this year. On his way to having the best freshman receiving season in the history of the university, which when you throw names out like Larry Fitzgerald and Antonio Bryant.
All right.
We're talking about some good company. And I think, you know, his biggest strength is what he can do with the ball after the catch. I haven't seen it a lot, but he is so good with the football in his hands. And what I've been really shocked about, Matt, is just his ability to take the ball out of the air. Well, one-on-one situations, he tends to come down with the football in his grasp. And that's an innate ability that you really can't coach. He owns the football in the air and, you know, plays bigger than he is, which I think is a very valuable quality for a wide receiver. He's been everything that we needed him to be, and having him along with Devin Street, who's proven himself over the course of his career, I think forms a very formidable receiving core.
With that being said, Pat, what challenges will the visiting Tar Heels offer for your Pitt Panthers, especially on the defensive side of the ball, with all the playmakers the Tar Heels have now on offense? It just seems like it's a tough task to really focus in and zero in on anybody because they've got playmakers all over the field.
Yeah, I really think North Carolina is a really good football team. I think they pose problems on offense and on defense. I think it's been remarkable how well they've played the past 3 weeks, obviously stringing three wins together after a rough start to the year. And having lost their quarterback. Renner's obviously one of the better players, the better quarterbacks in the history of North Carolina football, and Williams has done an admirable job coming in for him. I think brings a different set of skills to the table. The Panthers are going to have to respect his ability to run a little bit more. But defensively, I think trying to combat this offense, you have to be able to – the moving parts have to be in place very quickly. Obviously, they're a no-huddle team. They get to the ball fast. They spot the ball and run a play, and that puts it a premium communication defensively. Plus, they have all the moving parts, as you mentioned. They really have a lot of respect and really think Ebron's a heck of a player at tight end, one of the best tight ends in the country. And obviously, being their leading receiver in a spread-based offense, I think speaks to that. Big guy, physical, and I think he's going to get Pitt linebackers and safeties fit, so they're going to have a plan for that. But if you can't attract too much attention or put too much attention on him because what you have outside. Quinshon Davis has played extremely well. Bug Howard's played well. They've had big plays on the perimeter. And again, I think Williams has done a nice job extending some plays. And I wouldn't look past the running game either. I think that's the first thing you have to stop. They ran the ball extremely well last week against Virginia. I think they ran for north of 200 yards. And, you know, Williams is a big part of that. So I think this is a very good offense that Pitt's going to have to combat, not only on the defensive side of the ball, but also try to keep them off the field offensively by running the football. But that's going to be a tall order. I think this North Carolina defense, rather, has really stood tall these past few weeks. So it's going to be a stiff test for Pitt this week, and I'm looking forward to watching this team compete because this North Carolina team brings to the table something that Pitt hasn't seen in a little while.
Pat, last question here. Does this game really – it does feel like that almost both teams are kind of at that pivotal point of the season where it's going to tilt one way or the other. Does this contest seem like it's really a must-win for both sides, and does that add to the, kind of the excitement around it?
I think so. I mean, you got two teams that are fighting for bowl eligibility with a few games left in the year. North Carolina obviously has really weathered the storm right after, you know, being 1-5 and put themselves in the conversation. And then Pitt coming off a huge win, you know, really looking to prove and kind of validate. Earn your bowl eligibility. So I think this is a pivotal game. I think it's going to be extremely extremely valuable. Either team that wins this football game, that team that wins is going to feel good about themselves